This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The deep state has been trying to get Trump out of office since the day he was elected. And they've tried everything, and they are becoming so desperate and so dangerous that we got to discuss what happens. What happens if they don't succeed in the Russia collusion story, which is collapsing, and they don't succeed in the Robert Mueller special prosecution investigation, which is totally biased and run by a bunch of corrupt anti-Trump people, including Mueller himself, who was head of the FBI, when Hillary Clinton sold out the United States and committed corruption crimes by selling out our uranium supply to Russia-linked companies, by the way, in exchange for massive donations to the Clinton Foundation. $145 million is what Hillary Clinton collected from the Russians while she was selling out the U.S. uranium supply. The real Russia collusion does exist, but it's on the Democrats' side, by the way. And these deep state operatives, which include James Comey, Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, all these people, these are real traitors, real criminals who need to be indicted and prosecuted for their crimes. But they know that's coming, by the way. They know the pedophilia is going to be exposed. They know that more Democrats are going to jail. They know the FBI is being exposed as the corrupt, lawless agency that it has sadly become from the top down. Not saying that all the FBI agents themselves are bad, but that the leadership is corrupt. It's led by criminals and traitors who have decided to bail out Hillary Clinton and cover for her crimes, no matter what the cost. This whole ring, this whole corrupt ring, is about to collapse if Trump stays in office. So they are trying everything they can think of to get him out of office. Now, what happens if they cannot succeed? The next step is they will attempt to assassinate him. They will try to kill Trump, and they will do it in a way that makes it look like Trump wasn't the target. Now, hear me on this, because I've got a pretty accurate record of a lot of predictions that sounded outlandish at first, and then 5 years down the road, oh my God, that is totally true. But this one won't even take 5 years. Here's what they're going to do. If they can't get Trump out of office through the special counsel, and it looks like they can't, they're going to do something so dramatic, like a false flag nuke attack, explosive attack, shooting Air Force One out of the air, if that's what it takes. Whatever it takes, they will kill tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of Americans if that's what it takes to eliminate Trump. Believe me, the deep state has no boundaries, no morals, no ethics, no limits. They will do anything and everything that it takes to get Trump out of office. And most importantly, they cannot allow this assassination to unfold in a way that looks like an assassination. Now, of course, the other option is they could frame it up so that it looks like a deranged Trump supporter assassinates Trump. That way the deep state won't get blamed, but nobody's going to buy that. We all know about the Manchurian candidates. We all know about the false flags from Sandy Hook, Aurora, Colorado, 9/11 goes. I mean, we know how the deep state operates and stages things or allows things to happen or has elements of fakery and theater in things to pull off their narratives. They try to say some lone gunman shot Trump. Nobody's going to believe it. Well, except the libtard left, I guess, who believes anything. They believe the total fiction of Russia-Trump collusion, which is a fabrication. It's a fairy tale. They'll believe anything. But no informed American will believe that Trump is was shot by a lone gunman. Come on, JFK assassination, conspiracy all over again. But let's hope it never comes to that. Let's hope Trump's security team knows what they're doing. And that's why I think that they're going to go, they, the deep state, are going to go for something so big, so dramatic, so deadly, that they're going to stage some major, major attack, even faking like North Korea nuked a city that Trump is visiting just in order to get Trump. Would they drop a nuke on Seattle to kill Trump? You bet they would. If you don't understand that, you don't know the reality of the world in which you live. The deep state is desperately trying to cling to power. They are about to lose big time. They're about to lose their monopoly. They're about to lose the power that they covet, that is their survival. They must maintain control over the country, over the economy, over the laws. They have to have control over the judiciary system and the executive. Even if they lose control of the legislative, which to some extent they have, but they certainly maintain a lock on the judiciary. And in most cases, they have a lock over the executive, although currently they don't have the White House. But they will again, and they got to maintain their power to make sure that when the day comes that they win the White House back, that they have a complete monopoly of power, top to bottom, totally corrupt, totalitarian system, through and through. And to do that, they have to take out Trump. And if that means, in their minds, killing 100,000 Americans with a false flag nuke, then so be it, because think about what that accomplishes for them. They could nuke some place like Seattle. They could kill Trump, which is their number one goal, but then they could declare martial law and have Pence take the reins, and then have Pence go in and, you know, declare a police state and a state of war with North Korea, even if North Korea didn't happen to launch that particular bomb. I'm not saying, I mean, North Korea can nuke America. They can. They've demonstrated the capability. But wouldn't it be a convenient story for the deep state operatives to nuke the president and blame North Korea and then roll out martial law, nationwide police state, full clamp down everything, take away everybody's guns, whatever they want to do at that point, they could probably get away with it. You think 9/11 was big? It's nothing compared to what they have planned now. What they have planned now is orders of magnitude larger. Now, I predict, and this is not condoning such actions, I'm analyzing it, I'm predicting that any elimination of Trump, either just eliminating him from office or killing him, will set off a civil war, an armed revolt across America, probably converging on Washington, D.C., where the people, you know, the Second Amendment activated people who elected Trump into office will finally say to themselves, they've had enough. They're going to take their country back. And it will probably be joined by a lot of veterans, maybe active duty military, maybe some police, some sheriffs, but millions of citizens will just go in and just occupy Washington, D.C., arrest half the Senate. Again, I'm predicting this. I'm not advocating violence. I'm predicting and analyzing this scenario. They'll arrest half the Senate. They'll arrest Hillary Clinton, or unless she flees to Venezuela or wherever, Cuba. The citizens will probably make mass arrests and start hanging people in the streets. It's a prediction of what could occur if Trump is removed from office by the deep state. Because you know what? We the people are tired of our country being stolen from us piece by piece, administration after administration. We voted Trump into office in order to halt the corruption and the totalitarian trends of the radical left. The big government deep state bureaucracy is out of control in this country. We voted Trump into office to drain the swamp. And the swamp is fighting back. Swamp is dangerous. It's full of swamp creatures. swamp is full of toxic chemical fumes, toxic individuals. It's a highly toxic environment. You're going to go after the swamp. You know, the swamp is going to fight back. And that's exactly what's happening right now. The swamp is fighting back. And it is dangerous. And for us to be able to overcome the swamp, we're going to have to continue to support this president and his efforts to drain it. And that's why we have to call for investigations into the FBI. We need a special prosecutor to look into Robert Mueller and James Comey and Hillary Clinton and all the rest. All the usual suspects on the left, they need to be looked into with a special prosecutor. Can't just have Robert Mueller just running roughshod over our country and claiming to have unlimited power to investigate people and wiretap people and turn people and get them to lie against others. I mean, General Flynn, who knows if he testifies against Trump, how do you know if he's telling the truth or not? Because he was accused of lying to the FBI. So he's a proven liar. So he has basically zero credibility as a witness, but doesn't mean he won't try to get his sentence to be more lenient by lying against Trump or somebody in the Trump administration, you see? And this is how Mueller operates. He's got a long history of pressure tactics against individuals and using deception as a law enforcement official inside the federal government to wrongfully convict people and to pressure people in ways that are highly unethical. That's Robert Mueller. He is a rogue former FBI director who has turned traitor. And I tell you, he's going to be high on the citizens' arrest list if Trump is taken out of the White House. Robert Mueller will probably end up having to flee the country, I anticipate. I mean, this thing could escalate in no time. You know how angry the American people are? You have any idea? I mean, I'm mild compared to the way most people actually believe and think right now. I mean, I'm just giving you sort of a rundown of what's out there and some predictions and some analysis. But in my analysis, and once again, I'm not condoning this, but I don't see it as a stretch to have a million men with armed rifles, hunting rifles and AR-15s and whatever else they have marching on Washington, taking over the Capitol building and demanding their president back. You got to understand, that's a march not to overthrow the government, but to restore the government that was elected. This is going to be a day where probably millions of American people decide that they're going to have to defend their country against domestic enemies. And who are the domestic enemies? Hillary Clinton, for one. Communist-leaning people like Barack Obama, who has always been anti-American from day one, and a closet Muslim at that, by the way. Robert Mueller, you know, it's a long list, okay? It's a long list. I don't see that scenario being so far-fetched, frankly. I hope it doesn't go there. I hope that this is resolved in the realm of law. But the left, I got to tell you, they don't respect any law. They are lawless, and they don't apply laws equally. They give all their people, like Hillary Clinton, complete immunity. She can lie to the government all she wants. No consequences for her. But then they selectively apply the laws to people that they want out of office, like President Trump, who was elected by the people, by people who are fed up with exactly this kind of corruption. People who are tired of the deep state running everything, people who want their country back. And you know what the message is? If Trump is removed from office, the message is that you're not going to get your country back through the election process. You're going to have to take it back, probably. Again, this is my analysis, not condoning it, just saying that that's the message. It becomes a loud and clear message to the American people that if you want your country back, you're going to have to take it. Because because voting for the people into office no longer works, because the deep state will remove the winners of the election if they don't like those people. So democracy is gone. Now it comes down to, frankly, taking a stand and defending your nation, your country, against those who are trying to destroy it. So we'll see where this goes. Got a website called civilwar.news. You can check it out, learn more about this. I've also got trump.news. Both are very useful websites. Civilwar.news and trump.news. Check them out. I hope it doesn't come to violence, but the way things are going, it looks like it's headed there. Be safe, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.